Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Oh, man, the things you guys send me just make me laugh. You're so wonderful. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Bruce, you're the best. So the left is trying to justify the Antifa.com. You know, it does redirect you to Biden.com, but that's not proof of a link between the two. Yeah, that's coming out in Reuters. Like, seriously? Somebody made the connection. Ugh, unbelievable. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do you think that, or do you believe the Agenda 2030 and the globalist takeover of all world governments is real? We hear a lot about it. What do you think? Do you think it's real? 991fmtalk.com. So Friday's poll question, do you think that Republicans should play the same game as Democrats and promote ballot harvesting? Yeah, 55% of you said yes. Why not? Today's poll question and yesterday's poll question and the question before that and the question before that brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them for that. All right, let's head back to the talk and text lines and check in with Bruce this morning. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for calling into the show.
Well, hi, Monica. How's everybody's favorite talk show host this morning?
Oh, I wouldn't say everybody's, but I'm doing very well. How is the everybody's favorite troublemaker out there?
Doing what I do, stirring the pot.
Stirring the pot. What's on your mind today?
Well, Monica, I called the county register's office because I had a question about the proper way to ensure that my vote counts. And we all know that they're going to do the mass mailing for ballots. Everybody's going to receive a ballot in the mail. Well, I don't trust the machines. I won't vote on the machine, and they are not going to have paper ballots available at the polling places. So apparently the only way that I can ensure that my vote counts is to take my paper ballot when I get it in the mail, fill it out, take it to the county register's office in person, and hand it to them there. Well, here's my problem with that. And so far I haven't received an answer that I'm satisfied with. When I hand it to that person at the county register's office, what do they do with it? They throw it in a bin. And they wait until they get ready to count the ballots. Unless I'm standing there looking over somebody's shoulder when they get to my ballot, how do I know that my vote was counted? I don't. I have a little bit of a problem with that.
Well, yeah, Bruce, but we still have to have somewhat faith in the actual employees at the registrar's office. I mean, that's... If we don't have that, then it's going to be the collapse, literally, of society and voting, you know, but
you're absolutely
again, it's the people who count the votes. So you have to volunteer. You've got to get in and make sure that it's Democrats take advantage of this and they make sure they're
every
on
time.
The list. They make sure they're on the list to count ballots. So Republicans need to do that, too. They need to become poll watchers. They need to be, you know, doing the same things that Democrats do. That's the only way that we can counterbalance it. I trust the electronic balloting now because I read a story. Actually, I read two or three of them from different angles about technology that is now out that thwarts, trying to put this in the right perspective, it thwarts the possibility of hacking into the system. So I feel a little bit better about that. I mean, these are high security people that have come up with this, and it's encouraging. So I'm going to vote early. I'm going to do it by the machine because I want to help and be a poll watcher, which if you do want to be a poll watcher, get a hold of, let's see, which way are we going to go? You can go through the registrar's office. You can go through the party offices. So if you want to be a poll watcher, go through the Washoe County Republicans, or you can go through the Trump campaign, and they will get you hooked up to be poll watchers. Because fortunately, with the electronic voting, when it starts again on October 17th, goes from October 17th to October 30th, there's going to be multiple locations, so we need a lot of poll watchers. And you know the Democrats are going to have them. So we need to, you can have more than one poll watcher, and you should have more than one poll watcher. So just a thought for you. I get a lot of calls about, well, how can I be involved? How can I make sure that everything's going to be done? This is how. You participate. You participate. Speaking of participating, I would like to throw you a little something out here again, because Sisolak is doing what Sisolak does best. And that is, well, basically screwing over everybody in Nevada. Sorry for the language. Just received this information from some bar owners. Because you'll remember they were open and then they got shut down again. Well, they're coming out and saying that the bars were opened just long enough to collect the bar taxes and dues. And as soon as those were all paid up, then that's when they got closed down again. But here's the thing. You might remember that we also have limited capacity at restaurants. You're not supposed to have any live entertainment. You know, musicians, all of those wonderful musicians you hear every time you go out to dinner or you go to the casinos and they're playing in the bands. Those guys are all out of work. All out of work. So the new video circulating of our illustrious, incompetent governor is of him and his wife out at dinner on video, enjoying their meal with friends, no masks, no social distancing, and of course, listening to live entertainment. Now, he gave a story to one station down in Las Vegas about this. Just one. Thought, oh, well, how convenient is that? You can pick and choose who's friendly to you on the media. Isn't that nice? And says, well, there's nothing in the mandate about ambiance background music. You know, so they have in this video of a gentleman playing a guitar. It really gets frustrating of how stupid he thinks we are. Because if you actually look at the video, you will see a lovely young lady standing on a stage holding a microphone with the microphone stand and standing there. So You mean to tell me that she just stands there all night and she doesn't sing? I find that highly unlikely. So again, you mean to tell me you can drag your lazy, non-working patoot out to dinner where there is live entertainment, and yet people still can't go to church and they still can't sing in church? And you still want people wearing masks. And you still want people social distancing. But you refuse to do it yourself. We already know he's going to be a one-term governor. And I pretty much think that that's why we're in the position that we're in. Because this guy was elected. What are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? What can we do about it? We can make sure that even if he doesn't get ousted with the recall that is still coming, that we turn every seat we can in Clark County, in Washoe County, wherever they are up for grabs in the Assembly and in the Senate. We turn those seats red. And I am encouraging even Democrats. I honestly don't believe that there can actually be Democrats out there who have had their businesses shuttered, who have been unemployed, that they believe that the Democrats of this state are doing right by its citizens. So walk away. You don't have to register as Republican, but you don't have to vote as Democrat either. Just saying. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk. Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today. And a couple of ghosts in the machines. So a little bit of phone issue. You can still text me at 884-9910. And you can still email me, just like this gentleman did. Very interesting, very interesting. We have an election ringer, and this is the thing that you have to watch out for. Absolutely. Now, if you didn't hear about Washoe County School Washoe County School District Board of Trustee Scott Kelly, he was asked to resign from the board by the president, and he agreed to, making threatening comments on social media. He's going through, you know, he told one group that he's happily married when he's actually going through a nasty divorce. Anger issues have been listed, and there's a big old article, and this is reno.com if you want to go find this. But there's also a very important deal, at least for me, that he had multiple fake Facebook accounts. Okay? And this is a problem because he was on those accounts extolling the virtues and the achievements and accomplishments and saying how wonderful the Washoe County School District is. So basically he was lying, because we wouldn't be last in the nation if that were true. That's my opinion. So here's what their game supposedly is going to be. Because Scott Kelly was supposed to be going up against Jeff Church, who is obviously a conservative, for his seat on the school board. Now, if he has actually resigned, he is still on the ballot and could be reelected. So what this person is telling me, the insider, is telling me that the plans are, if Scott Kelly is elected back to his Washoe County School District seat, if he wins, he will resign and they will appoint Democrat Lisa Genasi, I don't know how to say her name, who lost in the primary. So she doesn't have to debate anybody. Does this sound familiar? Yeah, they've pulled this before. So no way for voters to hear any debates or see any comparisons, hear any comparisons. So there you go. There's always something afoot. Let's go back to the talk and text lines this morning and check in with Dennis. Dennis wants to talk about Facebook friends. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning. You had a caller on that was besieged by unsolicited mails, and I sent you a Facebook message, but if you change your privacy settings to where your friends can only see mutual friends, not the entire list of friends, that would eliminate that situation.
Oh, Dennis, I love you. Thank you so much. I did not know that. So go into my privacy and mark off mutual friends.
Right.
All right. You are the man, and I hope everybody else got that who's on social media, because this is how they get you. I just go through the people requesting, and I look at their page and see if, you know, if they're conservative or even if they're in Reno, Sparks, or Northern Nevada. If they're not in this area, then I don't let them become friends. So, but no, that's the perfect way.
Well, that eliminates that problem, at least for that young lady.
Yeah. And that young lady was me. Thank you, Dennis. let's go back to the phone line. Neil wants to talk about conspiracy theories. Hey, Neil, thanks for calling.
Hi. What if I know this is not going to happen because it happened already, but what if that the British did not come to America and say, like, little countries like Tonga or whatever came here, what America be like if we didn't elect Washington and we elected, say, like a lady, or we elected somebody else? What would be like in America?
Neil, you have to go further back into history, because there are stories and there are history stories. I'm not just, you know, there are writings that America was already known about, that they knew this country was here, and that they were waiting to actually take it over, to grab it, I don't know, whatever you want to say. And it would be started this way because they wanted that freedom of religion. They had to have a location for freedom of religion. Because remember, freedom of religion doesn't necessarily mean the practice of Catholicism, doesn't mean the practice of Christianity, of Muslim, Jewish ideologies. It is everything. Hence, we have the Church of Satan. We have all kinds of, well, I don't want to use that term. Let's just say interesting religions. And there's a reason for that. And you can find out more about that in books and online. Let's go back to the phone lines that are finally Oh, this is my guest. Okay, never mind. We're going to take this call right after we go to this break. Guess what? We are going to talk about Kamala Harris and how the church, Trump administration is fighting back against the accusation of inciting violence. Yeah, right. Like Schumer would ever tell the truth. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining me today on this beautiful Tuesday. We finally see some blue sky. A little bit of that smoke has gotten out of the area because of the California fires. So breathe a little bit easier today. Take the mask off. Well, take the mask off for more reasons than one, especially since we've had the CDC come out and adjust the numbers, and we are not in a pandemic. Please talk to your doctor, do your research, and ask your governor and your city officials why this city and state are still locked down and losing money and losing businesses every single day. Poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe Agenda 2030 and a globalist takeover of all world governments is actually real? Do you think that that would actually be something that would happen? Previous poll question, again, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think that Republicans should play the same game as Democrats and promote ballot harvesting? Well, of those participating, 55% said yes. Let's beat them at their own game. A lot of people wonder how Democrats keep getting elected. What are they doing that keeps Nancy Pelosi in office? Chuck Schumer, even Joe Biden. Shifty Schiff. How can this continue to happen? Well, it's got to be something in the voting. We have a very special guest joining us today, and I am so proud to welcome to the show, actually honored, Tim Murtaugh is the communications director for the Trump campaign. Tim, thank you for calling into the show today.
You bet, Monica. Happy to do it. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. This has to be a real thorn in the side of the president that has done nothing but make this country better for everyone, all races, all religions, the bills and the things that he has passed. To be accused, I mean, because he is the law and order president, to be accused by Chuck Schumer and others on the left, on the Marxist side of the Democrats, of inciting violence. I don't see it. What are they looking at?
Well, I think this is another case of what Democrats do all the time, is that they accuse Republicans of doing the things that they themselves are guilty of doing. What we've seen from the Democrats and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's running mate, and Kamala Harris was on Steve Colbert's show and said that, they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it, talking about the protesters, keep doing it, and they're not going to stop doing it. Obviously, openly encouraging the violent leftist mobs that we've seen in city after city. If you look what's going on in Portland, Oregon, which has been happening now for 97 days, more than 3 months, you've got left-wing rioters who for a time were trying to burn down the federal courthouse, and you've got the useless mayor, Ted Wheeler, out there actually saying that it's President Trump's fault when he's got leftist protesters. These are not Trump supporters burning down buildings, as we've seen in Minneapolis and Seattle and now Portland and St. Louis and Louisville and other cities across the country. These are not Trump supporters doing that. These are left-wing anarchists. This is the anti-police wing of the Democrat Party. And Joe Biden has been egging them on when he calls them peaceful protesters over and over again, despite the fact that we can see that they're setting fires and attacking innocent people. And the law enforcement officers have lost their lives in some of these riots in different cities in tragic cases.
Well, when he calls them peaceful protesters, and a Trump supporter just the other day from somebody who was declared himself 100% Antifa, shot him right in the chest twice.
Absolutely. And so when Joe Biden goes out, he finally understands that he can't stay silent for 3 months. And he goes to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. His handlers gave him a day pass to get out of his basement, so he does an above-ground excursion for once. And he goes to Pittsburgh, and he just very blandly says, you know, all violence is wrong, which everyone agrees with, by the way. And he says, oh, left or right, it doesn't matter. Well, you need to say what it is, Mr. Biden. These are left-wing rioters. They are aligned with your party. You know, everybody in the media wants to say, oh, he had his sister soldier moment where he was able to call out his own side. He did not. He did not do that. He has never denounced Antifa. He has never denounced these left-wing anarchists. And that's what he has to do if anyone is ever going to take him seriously. President Trump is the one who has been calling and urging law and order, urging these governors to call in the National Guard and to accept the assistance of federal law enforcement officers. And you look what happened in Wisconsin. The governor did relent and did call in the National Guard and accepted federal help from the president. And guess what? The riot stopped. But that's what Joe Biden can't bring himself to do or say, because he knows that these are his voters rioting in these cities across the country, and he's too weak to stand up to them.
Well, and it was interesting to see his voters standing outside of his location wanting to just catch a glimpse of him with no support, no flags, no signs, no cheering, no nothing, just kind of, ugh. I mean, even President Trump gets a crowd with signs and everything when he just drives through with his motorcade. You know, people are out there supporting him. So with this, the malaise of the Democrats, is this not just a brainwashing technique to get people prepared that there's going to be a fight on November 4th?
Well, it's gaslighting is what the kids call it, I guess, these days, where saying something that is obviously untrue in an effort to make people believe that it's true. And we know, and I know you're just experiencing it in Nevada with the radical changes that Democrats are pushing through in our voting laws in state after state, and Nevada's mm-hmm. right in the middle of it. You know, and in Nevada, the Democrats have effectively changed the date of the election by saying that they're going to accept mail-in ballots up to a week after the election if they have a postmark, and even ones without postmarks will be accepted 3 days after the election, which means you could look around and decide, oh, you know, Donald Trump won Nevada by 5,000 votes. Now we need to go out and find 5,001 and drop those ballots into the mail. And when they get the postage paid envelope from the state, they won't get a postmark. And so they can drop them in the mail the day after the election and have them arrive in time inside that 3-day window. So it's an open opportunity for fraud. And we know that when you mail a ballot, a live ballot, not just an application, but a live ballot, when you mail one to every single registered voter in the state, you know that a lot of those addresses are bad. People have moved, they've moved out of state even, or have even died since the last election. And so we know a lot of those addresses will be bad. It is ripe for fraud. And we also know that it's not the post office. The post office is not the issue. It's the local elections offices that won't be able to handle the flow of ballots that comes in. And there's going to be a problem counting on time for election night. It's going to cause chaos, not just in Nevada, but in other states around the country. It's very likely that we won't know who won on election night. That's a very, very real possibility. And it's because Democrats are tinkering with these voting laws less than 3 months before the election, and the local elected officials have never dealt with this before.
It is a pretty sad state of affairs here with our Democrat governor, who is obviously just going to be a one-term governor, because nationwide polls were looking at Nevada saying that, wow, you know, they could actually turn red because of the support that Trump is getting in Nevada.
Yeah, and Nevada is definitely still on our board for sure. There are a number of states that we think that Hillary Clinton won, where the president came close last time, that the president can put in his column this time. Our game plan has always been to defend the states that the president won in 2016 and win those again, and also pick up a few where he was close. And that includes Nevada, but also states like Minnesota and New Hampshire. Even Maine is a state that we think is potentially ripe for picking. And so we think with the president's record and having built the world's best economy once and already doing it a second time, and also given our opponent, you know, Joe Biden wants to raise taxes on 80% of Americans by $4 trillion. He's going to decimate the energy industry and the 10 mm-hmm. million jobs that go along with it. And he would open up our borders and not enforce our immigration laws, give free health care to illegal aliens, and also give them work permits so that illegal aliens can compete against Americans for jobs that we need coming out of the coronavirus crisis. So I think it's an easy, easy choice for Nevadans, and I think it'll be an easy choice for voters all across the country.
Oh, I think it will be, because even with the buildup of the, you know, the Bushes and all of the Democrats, or all of the Republicans, the rhinos that are siding with Joe Biden, I just look at the Democrat governors and the Democrat senators and assembly people that are supporting Trump. And I say it's a good wash. You know, he's getting more support from the Democrats, and we definitely need that. And he is getting that here in Nevada as well. So we have quite a number of Democrats for Trump and the whole walk away movement. So, Tim Murtaugh, thank you so much for joining me today and giving us that enthusiasm that we need to go out and make sure that we have a safe election and vote early if you can electronically. That's October 17th through the 30th. Or please become a poll watcher. It is so important to be involved. Tim, thank you so much. You have a great day, and I hope to hear from you again.
You bet, Monica. Thank you for the opportunity. I'd love to come back.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Thanks. Campaign communications director there for the Trump campaign, Tim Murtaugh. Tim Murtaugh. Keep saying that wrong. Appreciate that. Again, do we do what the Democrats have done in the past? Do we embrace the ballot harvesting? We know that Sisolak is keeping us shut down for a reason. Even though he used the CDC to justify, as everybody else did, the shutdown of this economy, this country's economy, and the world economy. This wasn't just a target on the West. It wasn't just a target on the United States. This was a target on the world. Because look at the countries that were protecting themselves, bouncing back. They knew what they were doing. Look at the countries now that are fighting their governments. If you saw any of the video on Germany, please look it up. Where we have, you know, some thousands of people that show up to rallies, they had 1.5 million people participate. That is a protest. What were they protesting? They wanted their country, or they want their country, reopened. Wow. Those Germans know how to do it, but they're doing it everywhere. They're protesting in Australia. They're protesting in Europe. They're protesting in Germany. They want their countries open. They see what has happened. They see that this was a manufactured virus. I mean, we can go into patents if you'd like. But it's no more deadly than any other seasonal virus that we get. So why are we still shut down? They relied on the numbers from the CDC to shut down, but now that they've corrected themselves, they won't rely on those numbers to open us back up? Huh. Somebody's lying to keep us shut down. For Sisolak, it's do what I say, not what I do. That is the way that he has run the entire state since he was elected and signed into office. So, what do we do about it? We fight harder than ever. We make sure that this is the biggest election, that people vote, you help others vote. People ask me all the time, what can I do? Find your neighbors who can't get to a polling place. Find your neighbors who need help delivering ballots. Because for ballot harvesting, as we just saw, Governor Sisolak nicks, you don't have to be registered. You don't. Secretary of State Sagafsky wanted one thing, to protect this state. And it was a great idea. I thought the same thing. Register people harvesting ballots. Let's make sure that they're from the community that they'll be harvesting in. Let's make sure that they are legal citizens. Let's make sure that, you know, let's just know what party they belong to. Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Not to Sisolak, because he nixed it. But thank you to our Secretary of State for at least trying to protect us. This is incredible. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Wow, what a Tuesday. A lot of interesting things today. Going over a few texts that just came in. The poll question sounds like it's asking if Republicans should cheat to win. Cheaters don't win. Winners don't cheat. The Democrats need to wake up. That's just my opinion. No, because ballot harvesting, ballot harvesting is legal. Is it ethical? I question that. But to go out and help people who in nursing homes, in convalescent homes, people who still have the right to vote, you know, of sound mind and, you know, just get their ballots in, that's okay. Some people even forget that it is time to vote. You know, so I don't think it's necessarily cheating. What is cheating is when, well, with the whistleblower that we had from the Democrat side, the operative who put out the information that they are actively planning to open those ballots because they have been printing off fake ballots, which is easy. It's the envelope that you can't do that is distinguishable. But the ballot itself, so what do? Come on. Just run that ballot over a little bit of steam. Open it up. Take the real ballot out, put the fake ballot in. That's the cheating. That's the illegal stuff. And I don't think that Republicans would do that, just personally. I'm not saying that Democrats are criminals. But you have to admit, the criminal activity that Democrats blatantly endorse, participate in, releasing Democrats, Democrat governors and mayors, releasing criminals from jail because of a made-up pandemic, have that opportunity? Why do you think they were released? They weren't released for good behavior. They weren't released because of COVID. They were released because they're criminals. And so they can get them to participate in the criminal activity, the burning of people's businesses, the shooting of people on the streets, the killing of police officers. And look around. They're endorsing it. They're supporting it. They're out there screaming as well, Ilhan Omar and all the others, burn it down. We'll build it back up. Well, we don't want to build it back up with what they're looking at, because it's total Marxism. It's not, it was never about Black Lives Matter. Nope. It's just the havoc that they can go out and cause. Another quick text. Yes, they're protesting in Europe, but they're also, the news says they're going through a second wave. Really? Really? You're going to listen to the mainstream news? So what if they go through a second wave? So what if any of us go through a second wave? It's not a deadly virus. Love you. Have a great day.